It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? Didn't bring anything in my hands, but I brought an idea in my head. I'm going to build a garage with blocks right over here. And I think if I put... Do you ever build with blocks? Boy, I like to. Let's see here. This... to sort of plan it before you do it. I'll use these big ones for the roof. Maybe extend it a bit over here. Chimney or something. There's a little car, big garage for a little car. But I wanted you to see this. This is a model of an electric car. That's a kind of a car that doesn't use any gasoline. It just has big batteries that make it go. I know some people who make real electric cars, big enough for people to ride in. I remember one day I was out jogging, and I decided to go to the garage where my friends were making those cars. Your electric car.
Yes, it is. I'm taking it out for a test drive.
Oh, I was just on my way over to your garage.
Why don't you hop in? I'll give you a lift.
Good, I'd like to. Is it going well?
Oh, it's testing out excellent.
Wayne?
Hi, how are you? Fred.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Are you working on another electric car
here? Yes, we're building another car.
Well, how do you do it, Wayne? I mean, I was driving in that, but I can't imagine how you'd build a car.
Well, the first thing we have to do is to build the frame. So we take steel, like this piece over here, mm-hmm. and we cut it.
It's heavy, isn't
That's
it?
Heavy.
Yeah.
And then we take these pieces of steel, and we weld them together. We weld like this piece onto here,
mm-hmm.
and that way we can build a frame. Here's a frame over here that's already been completed.
Oh, a lot of pieces of those.
There's a lot of pieces steel. Of steel that have been all welded together to build the frame of the car.
But I don't see any motor or wheels or anything like
well,
that.
Well, here's one over here. This is a truck that we're building.
Oh, it's even got a steering wheel already. Could I try this?
Certainly.
Oh, that's how that works. Mm-hmm.
Wayne, when you were a little boy, were you interested in cars?
Anything with wheels.
Oh, really?
In fact, that's how we build the car. We take the frame, we attach the wheels and the springs that are used to support the car. And after we do that, then we put the batteries in the car. What we have instead of gas are batteries. And we have all these batteries which are used to drive the motor of the car.
There are 18 batteries there.
That's right.
But that's what makes it go.
That's what makes it go. These are special batteries just made for electric cars.
I see.
Here's the motor over here, and the batteries make the motor turn, and the motor turns the wheels of the car.
Now, is this car going to look like the one that Paul and I were driving
in? No, that was a different car. In fact, what we can do is take a body panel over here, if you'll give me a hand.
Sure.
And we'll mount it on the frame.
Is this heavy?
No, it's very light. It's made of fiberglass.
Oh, yeah.
And we can put it on the frame, and then you can see what the car will look like.
But fiberglass doesn't break, does it?
It doesn't break, and it doesn't rust. And you can see it's the same as the car that you and Paul drove.
Yeah, I really like this car.
Would you like to take it for a ride?
I'd like to try to drive it.
Fine. Why don't we get Paul? He can show you how. Paul?
Paul, would you show me how to drive this
car? Sure, I'd be happy to.
Great. Thank you very much, Wayne.
It was good seeing you. Thanks for stopping by.
Wish you well with your cars here.
Have a good ride.
Okay. As soon as I get this seat belt on, then I'll need a lesson from you, Paul.
Oh, well, that's fine. The car is very easy to work. All we do is turn the key and push it up for forward and back for reverse. And all you do is push on the gas pedal, and that'll drive the power to move the car. And there's the brake on the floor to stop it.
But I don't hear anything.
It's totally silent. You don't hear an electric car.
You mean it's on now?
It is on, but it doesn't use any energy when it's stopped.
So I just press the...
Press that, and we'll move backwards.
Driving that little car. It'll go about 50 miles before someone has to plug it in and recharge the batteries. I think I might just make a smaller garage up here for this car. Yeah, that fits in there. And I know what I'd like to put in the bottom. I guess there's no such thing as an electric airplane. It's fun to think about, though. I'll get the trolley. Your trolley. I'll just take the trolley and show you the bottom of the trolley. Like the car and the plane, the trolley has wheels, too. I guess the trolley is too big for either one of these garages, isn't it? But the plane and the car and the trolley are all toys, all three of them. There. Let's make believe that Prince Tuesday is still at Daniel's clock. You know, yesterday he went there with his suitcase, and nobody knew where he was. And everybody was worried about him. So let's go to the neighborhood of make-believe, Charlie.
Charlie, you haven't seen the prince, have you? That's what I was afraid of. Well, where all have you been today? Oh, Westwood? Someplace else? No, I know he hasn't been at school. Well, thanks a lot, Charlie. We'll just have to keep on looking.
Handyman. Handyman Avery.
Oh, Miss Cow. I guess you know we're looking for the prince.
Yes, I know. That's why I thought I'd come and help.
Yeah. Oh, that's really very kind of you.
Do you know of any reason why he might have stepped away from the castle?
Well, his mother and father have been quarreling.
Oh, I see.
Well, as a matter of fact, King Friday wants to buy another airplane. And Queen Sarah thinks that airplanes use too much gasoline.
I see. Well, so how can I help?
Well...
Oh, hello, Miss Cow.
Hi.
Hi, dear. Any luck?
I've checked at the factory. He's not with Corny. And I've checked with Lady Elaine at the museum go-round and with X and Henrietta and the platypuses.
So the only place to look around here is over at Daniel's clock.
Well, I'll go there. He's another student of mine, and he wasn't in school today either. So I'll go there.
Well, please check back here with me, okay? Because I'm trying to keep a record of the search.
Oh, I certainly will.
Oh, it sure is a worry.
I'll say.
Let's see now. The king has gone with the search party. Queen and Bob Dog are over at Westwood, and they're going to look over there. I've called all the volunteer look departments in the area and every volunteer listen brigade.
Well, you seem to be doing everything that you can.
Well, everybody cares about what goes on around here.
Yes, he came to play, and then we talked a little about feelings. He doesn't like feelings right now.
No, I guess not. Then what happened?
Well, then he fell asleep right beside his suitcase.
Oh, well, so Prince Tuesday is still here with you at the clock.
Yes, you want to see him?
All right. And then I'll call the castle and we'll tell everyone we're together.
All right, come on in, Miss Cow. This
way.
Oh,
Daniel, this is wonderful. So
telephone call for you, Handyman Negri.
Oh, good, maybe the prince has been found. Yes. Volunteer looker? Yes. Oh, I see. Well, thanks anyway. Well, please keep checking in with us. No news as yet. 10-4, over and out.
Royal Castle, neighborhood of make-believe, Miss Polificate speaking. Oh, yes, he is. Just a moment, please.
I'll be a volunteer listener. Hello, Handyman Negri here. Oh, Miss Cow, how are you doing? You what? He's over at Daniel's clock. He was asleep. Oh, we'll bring him back here right away. He doesn't want to come. What are you going to do? School. I see. Well, don't let him out of your sight. Thank you very much, Miss Cow. Yeah, goodbye. He's over at Daniel's clock. Miss Cow's going to take him and Daniel over to school.
Did she say that he didn't want to come back home?
Yes, she did say that. But let's think about that later. Right now, we have to notify everybody that he's been found.
What a relief.
We must try and get in touch with the king and queen right away.
I have their numbers. I'll go inside and do just that.
Thanks, Miss B. Uh-huh.
I feel like going over to the school. I'd really like to see Cousin Tuesday.
Oh, sure. Would you take a couple of messages on the way for me?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad we can all be back together in school again.
I was worried about you, Prince Tuesday.
Why?
I thought that you were lost and maybe far, far away and maybe even dead.
I wasn't.
I know, but I thought that you might be.
People get worried about other people when they can't find them.
But machines don't get worried.
That's right. Machines don't have feelings.
I think I want to be a machine.
You can never be a machine, Prince Tuesday. You've already started out being a person. And once you're a person, you're always a person. Isn't that right, Miss Cow?
That's right, Anna. But sometimes we have such bad feelings,
We'd just like to get rid of them any way we can.
What are you feeling bad about, Prince Tuesday?
My mother and dad.
What's wrong with them?
They fight all the time.
I never saw them fight.
But you don't live with them.
Well, my mother and dad fight sometimes, too.
I never saw them fight.
Well, you don't live with them.
Anyway, Dad wants to get another airplane, and Mom thinks they use too much gas, and I guess it's all my fault.
What's your fault?
If they get a divorce.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin.
Lady Aberlin, have you heard anything about the king and queen getting a divorce?
No, I haven't.
Well, Aunt Lady Elaine thinks that they will.
Sometimes Aunt Lady Elaine is wrong.
But sometimes she's right.
Why doesn't somebody ask the king and queen?
I'm not going to.
Why not?
I don't want to. They'll say it's my fault.
Tuesday, I've told you, buying airplanes and getting married and getting divorces and things like that are grown-ups' decisions, not children's.
Well, I'm going to play with Daniel and my toy planes and cars and...
And trucks.
That's right. And I'm not sure when I'm coming home, so there.
Well, there are a lot of people who love you and who hope that you will come back.
Mom and Dad?
Of course.
Well, they didn't come here with you.
But Tuesday, they're out with a search party searching for you.
Well, anyway, we have to get back to our studies.
Well, what are you studying?
Electric cars.
Electric cars?
Mm-hmm. Cars that don't use any gasoline.
May I use your telephone?
Of course you may. It's right in the next room. All right now, class. You know how we spell electric, so let's try it.
E-L-E-C-T-R-I-C.
That's very interesting, Lady Aberlin. Electric, you say. No gas. Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Oh, that is good news, Charlie. The prince is found and evidently fine. Yeah, the prince is fine and found.
Charlie, you can make up your own stories for your own neighborhood of make-believe. I imagine you have lots of good ideas. I think I know who that is.
Mr. Rogers?
Hey, Jeff. I'm glad to see you.
Hi.
Thank you very much for coming by. I asked Jeff, this is my friend Jeff Erlinger. He's one of my neighbors here. And I asked him if he would come by today because I wanted you to meet him and I wanted you to see his electric wheelchair. We'd been talking about electric cars and all kinds of things we've been thinking about this week. Would you show me how you make your chair go?
Okay, sure. All right. Well, first, this is the on and off switch. And mm-hmm. I do this up to turn it on.
Okay.
And
that.
Thanks.
It's a very fancy machine. But you're the one who makes it go.
Right.
Did it take a long time to learn how?
No, not really. I had other wheelchairs, and that only took... My first electric wheelchair only took me about a day to learn how to use it.
Gee, that's wonderful. Jeff, your mom and dad must be really proud of you.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. Well, I know I am. Now, can you tell my friends what it is that made you need this wheelchair?
Sure. Well, when I was about 7 months old, I had a tumor, and it broke the nerves to tell my hands and legs what to do.
I see.
And they tried to cut the tumor, but they couldn't get it, and I became handicapped. And I got a wheelchair when I was 4 years old.
That was your first one?
Mm-hmm.
When you were four?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, sort of.
You must have some mighty good doctors who've been taking care
uh-huh.
of you. Can you tell me any of your doctor's names?
Yeah, I have a pediatrician, Dr. Hansen, who works in Madison, St. Mary's Hospital. And then at UW, I have the bone doctor is Dr. Breed, who takes care of the bones, I guess, because he's a bone doctor.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I had surgery earlier this summer because I have pain in my stomach called autonomic dysreflexia. And I just...
What was that
autonomic word? Dysreflexia. I'm not exactly sure what it means.
But you sure can say it.
Yeah. Anyway, so I had a surgery done just recently to try and cut this sphincter because it's holding my urine in.
Mm-hmm.
So, well, you have a lot of things going on when you're... This just shows you have a lot of things happening to you when you're handicapped most of the time.
But,
and sometimes it happens when you're not handicapped.
Of course. But you're able to talk about those things.
Yeah.
So well, and help other people.
Mm-hmm.
Who might have the same kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that song that I sometimes sing called It's You I Like?
Uh-huh.
I'd like to sing that to you and with you.
Okay, sure.
It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that
hide you,
not your fancy chair, that's just beside
you,
but it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you, it's you I
like.
And it is you I like, Jeff.
Thanks.
And there must be times when you do feel blue.
Uh-huh.
What do you do during those times?
Well, it depends.
Sometimes do you make up stories?
Yeah.
Or read?
Yeah.
Or play? I know that's the way I did when I was a little boy. Had all kinds of things that I would
do. Did it help?
It did help, yeah. Does it help you?
Yeah.
We have to all discover our own ways, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Of doing things when we're feeling blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling blue right now, though.
Me neither.
I'm so glad that you came today.
Thanks.
Thank you. And I hope you'll come back to visit again.
Okay.
Will you?
Yeah.
And will you give your mom and dad my best?
Sure.
Because they are sure great people.
Uh-huh.
I'll watch you as you go. I was just thinking, for all of Jeff's physical problems, he's such a competent boy. He has learned so much because his mom and dad love him, and he loves them. They've learned together. That's what learning's all about, isn't it? A lot of it has to do with love. You know, Jeff's worries are different than Prince Tuesday's worries. Jeff has certainly been able to talk about his worries. He's able to talk about everything. It's really great to have a friend like that. I think I will fly the airplane. Come here. It is good to be able to talk about things and play about things. It can give you a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know. That I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. There's only one person in the whole world like you, and people can like you exactly as you are.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.